This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Superintendent of Prisons reveals special arrangements being implemented for inmates attending the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. NUPW is calling for the revision of all security protocols in the public healthcare system. An organizational expert is urging caution over the impact of the recent wage hike on small, micro, and medium-sized enterprises. A third party has joined to contest the St. James North by-elections, and Ukraine's president says a ceasefire between his country and Russia could be put in place at any moment. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Superintendent of Prisons, DiCarlo Payne, has revealed that special arrangements are now being implemented for inmates attending the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Mr. Payne was speaking in the aftermath of convicted murderer Keyshawn Thomas escaping custody while seeking attention at the Accident and Emergency Department on Friday. Mr. Payne, a certified jail officer of the American Jail Association, whose career in corrections spans over 42 years, told Starcom Network all hands are on deck to bring a solution to the problem.
We have teams on the ground coming in and assisting the police and the escape individual. But we are in discussions with the QH as I speak to you on special arrangements for persons coming to the QH for medical attention. It's in an early stage, so I can't divulge any more information as it relates to that discussion that we have that's ongoing. As most of the individuals can be seen in a clinic or in our facility without having to go on the outside, it will reduce the risk as well.
He further stated that families of inmates should not fear if any of the detainees are critically ill.
I'm one who operates on a premise of fairness. I'm one who operates very firm. They don't have anything to worry about because the issue is an isolated issue that occurred on the outside of the institution. So it's nothing for them to be really concerned about. Because if you have an emergency more than they will have to go. A lot of the services that can be done on site, right, those are the ones that I would work towards having those services done on site. When it comes to emergencies, those are situations that we would not have any control over in terms of, because emergencies is sort of like specialist arrangements and so on. We would be more selective in how we, you know, treat to the services of the individuals and such like it.
Superintendent of Prisons, DiCarlo Payne. The National Union of Public Workers calls for an urgent review of security protocols and standard operating procedures for safety and security in public healthcare systems. General Secretary Richard Green made the call following last week's prisoner escape from the QEH. This is the third prisoner escape from the hospital since July last year.
The recent escape of a prisoner at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital highlights the increased risk that workers in the healthcare sector face daily while executing their basic work functions. This comes after a highly publicized violent act at one of our polyclinics, but there are other incidents which are not made as public but result in physical, psychological, and emotional injury to public health practitioners. There is enough evidence now for a targeted action to support the security personnel employed at the QEH and all the other polyclinics, recognizing that these institutions are the focal point for dealing with injuries caused by acts of violence and are now also at high risk when persons attempt further acts of reprisal.
Mr. Green is urging authorities to reassess healthcare facilities to improve all security.
This increased risk to physical harm extends to all workers, orderlies, emergency medical technicians, nurses, doctors, and the non-medical staff. We now advise you to use greater vigilance and attention to the high-risk cases. We will further call on all the relevant offices of government to quickly reassess the healthcare facilities to bolster all security measures.
General Secretary of the NUPW, Richard Green. A behavioral and organizational expert is warning that the recent increase in the minimum wage could place pressure on small, micro, and medium-sized enterprises and is calling for targeted support to help these vulnerable businesses. Speaking on Brass Tacks Sunday, Professor of Management and Organizational Behavior at the University of the West Indies, Dwayne Devnish, said the wage hike could have serious implications for smaller businesses.
outside of price increases that are going to be likely, we also have to consider the fact that these businesses hire people and in many cases, employees whose jobs are tied to an hourly pay. You might very well see, and I'm predicting this, that there would be potential reductions in staff hours, or even something as grave as workforce downsizing and some layoffs may very well occur. So I'm a big believer that if we're going to do an initiative like this, I believe the other agencies, other bodies must come on stream to provide, I call, counterbalancing initiatives to protect businesses from engaging in particular activities that they have to operate in ways and that they continue to survive. But oftentimes those ways or those approaches used are going to have knock-on effects.
He recommended a phased approach to ease the financial burden on SMEs as they adjust to the new wage structure.
Smaller businesses or micro-sized businesses or businesses that lack the capacity or have limited capacity to offset the potential increases that, of course, a minimum wage hike will bring. Why not introduce a phased approach to minimum wage increases for those types of categories? But that would require some form of assessment, I understand. But it would allow smaller businesses or low-capacity businesses to be granted extended timelines to comply with the new wage standards. And in fact, I think for all businesses, I think there's always time for them to do what I consider to be a financial impact assessment.
Professor of Management and Organizational Behavior at the University of the West Indies, Dwayne Devenish. Meanwhile, also speaking on the program, Executive Director of the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, Maureen Holder, welcomed the increase but argued it was not enough to shield consumers from rising costs.
We looked at this thing and we said, look, there has to be a broader socioeconomic justice framework that you put this thing, what you plan to do must be done for the benefit of all Barbadians, because all Barbadians are consumers. So if you say to us that you're starting with the minimum wage, we will accept that. But where do you go from there to ensure that you protect not only low income wage earners, but the middle classes in Barbados, the pensioners?
Executive Director of the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, Maureen Holder. In response, Minister of Labour, Colin Jordan, said the Minimum Wage Board had considered these concerns before finalizing the new rate.
The board, in its analysis, addressed the impacts on businesses, but also addressed the impact on the macroeconomy, because that is also a consideration. And matters like adjustments in employment levels, adjustments in hours, and all those things were taken into consideration. And a medium was found. The recommendation to me as a minister, which I recommended onto the cabinet, was one that workers wanted more, businesses wanted a little bit less, but the board together thought that this was a place where the least negative impact both ways could be achieved.
He reiterated that the public has until May 27th to make any objections to the minimum wage policy. The Bajan Free Party has added its hat into the ring for the St. James North by-election. President of the party, Alex Mitchell, confirmed to Starcom Network that he would be making his deposit at 10 a.m. at the Treasury Building this morning. And finally, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that a ceasefire with Russia in its more than three-year-old war was possible at any moment and called on Kyiv's allies to apply greater pressure to Moscow to put the measure in place. Zelensky, speaking at a joint news conference, said that unless increased pressure was applied, Kremlin leader Vladimir Putin would take no real steps to end the conflict. Putin last week declared a three-day ceasefire over May 8th to 10th to mark the 80th anniversary of the victory of the Soviet Union and its allies over Nazi Germany in World War II. Zelensky said such a measure is pointless and has called instead for an unconditional ceasefire over the next 30 days in line with a U.S. proposal launched in March. Recapping the headlines. The Superintendent of Prisons reveals special arrangements being implemented for inmates attending the QEH. NUPW calling for the revision of all security protocols at public health care systems. An organizational expert is urging caution over the impact of the recent wage hike on small, micro, and medium-sized enterprises. A third party has joined the contest. the St. James North by-elections. And Ukraine's president says a ceasefire between his country and Russia could be put in place at any moment. That was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.